Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke. Fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Watch that beat drop. Watch that beat drop. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Beards. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I see you still got that cough. You still got that cough, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I still got the freaking cough. So, Saturday was the last day that I was taking the steroids. Now, I have switched over, right? And so this is going to be my example. Now, come tomorrow, I think, I'm going to have some mullein. And so for you guys that don't know, we're going to dive into it, whatever was happening. First of all, salute to 5 years. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Movians. 5 years. Yes. April 22. We doing this shit, Mo.
We in here.
Bro.
We ain't going nowhere either. We here.
Solid as a rock. You feel me? salute to everybody that's tuning in. Before we get to talking about our weekend, what's popping, Mo? Man, I know you excited to run down the top five countries tuning in.
Yeah, I pulled this out, man. So big shout out to number five. You know, I take it from the bottom to the top. So number five, we got South Africa. And it's funny to say.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've been
good
saying
day.
That.
Good day. Yes.
Saying that, right? And in a world famous chop up, I'm going to talk about an interesting like reality show that I kind of been watching this, that kind of talks about South Africa. So big shout out to them and everybody listening. Number four, we got the continent down under, our polar opposite on the other side of the world, Australia. Number three, we got the United Kingdom. Big shout out to the United Kingdom. That whole
UK.
English wave. Yeah, UK, man, y'all got it right now as far as the TV, man. All my shows that I'm watching right now is mostly out of the UK, man, so big shout-out to y'all. Number two, Switzerland, man, biking country. They mess with us. We mess with them. Big shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, as always. They've been holding down the number two slot consistently for a long time now, so, you know, big appreciation there. And number one, we got the home team. We got the home team, the United States of America, the wonderful United States of America. Like I said, I know it has its warts, you know what I'm saying, with it all put on its makeup, but still a beautiful country, man. So shout out to all the fly cities in all 50 states. And that's the top five.
Man, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Mo. You missed something in your rundown. This is the first time in 5 years that Canada has not been in our top five.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They've dropped from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. The first time in 5 years, our neighbors, because I love my Canadians, the first time in 5 years that you guys have not been in our top five. We love you. We miss you. We are absolutely excited that South Africa is on the map, man. Supreme gratitude for.
They must have knew South Africa must have knew I was going to talk about them today. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out for the session, man. Big shout out.
But you've been saying, like, Africa, where y'all at? Yeah. Africa, where y'all at? They in the building.
That's what's up, man. So, big shout out.
So, salute the 5 years, man. I couldn't have asked to experience this with a better person in the world. I took off on this journey for the first year by myself, not knowing what I was going to make of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely back, right? And, you know, I had guest hosts on the show. I've tried all types of things for the year. And something was like, man, just put out there online and just see if you can get a co-host. Long shot, but in the longest shot, Mo Benz was one of the people that responded. It was several people that responded. Something about Mo's energy, I gravitated to Mo, right? Never met Mo a day in my life. Explain the rundown, explain what we're doing here, you know, yada, yada. And Mo was like, let's do it. I was very optimistic about what was going to happen in this show. You know, I had been a year in, damn near, by myself, you know, people calling in and didn't have any structure. And since Mo has joined the squad, we've, you know, updated the name. We've just created structure, you know, over time. And it has become the show that it is today. And I'm forever grateful for my brother, you know, Mo B. You know what I'm saying? Like, it went from me not knowing somebody to, like, this my brother. You know, like, he like, man, Black, I'm coming to the A. He came today. You know, come chill. Like, just the chemistry, you know, over the years balanced itself out. So supreme gratitude to my ancestors and spirit guides for allowing us to align, right, to get here at 5 years, April 2022, 5 years, Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Back and Mo Benz have been on the air, and that's just powerful, man. We're doing 4 shows a month. It's, you know, if it's 5 weeks, then it's 5 shows a month. And, you know, we've been consistent. You know, other than our holidays, if you guys know, Super Bowl is one of our holidays. Other than, you know, our particular holidays, but I wouldn't want to be on this journey with anybody else in the world. Like, I promise you I wouldn't. So, supreme gratitude, brother, for your consistency, your support, your love, your motivation, and just bringing in the flavor that you bring in, you know? World-famous chop-up, you know, we wouldn't be the same without the world-famous chop-up. And without what it is that Mo brings to the table. We can't make it happen with one. You know, this show is forever embodied with two people. You know what I'm saying? And well, three, because we got the house ninja that calls in. Smooth is on the line. 5 years. Salute to everybody that has supported the channel. I've heard the request that I go to a new platform. You know, I know shit be messed up as far as, like, the numbers that are being promoted. I know a lot of stuff is not out of line, but when it's time, we will move. When it's time, okay? So, now, my week. If you guys know, I'm going on week two with a crazy cough where I felt as though, you know, my bronchitis flared up. Due to the season change, I'm out here. I've never in my life had a cough this long. So I've still been battling the cough. I nothing else changed. I've still been eating every single day. I still have my ability to smell. My kids are still running around. There was no isolation in the house, X, Y, and Z. But because I've had this cough for so long, I'm not sure if it's the season or if it's that thing. You know what I'm saying? So here's the experiment that we're going to try because this day is Sunday. Tomorrow, I have been looking up some different things. And so yesterday was the last day that I was on steroids. They had me on steroids for 6 solid days, a lot of steroids. That means a lot of weight gain, right? But I've been on a lot of steroids, steroid inhaler, breathing machine. They have all worked. I will not take that from them. You guys can understand me. My voice is clear. But they have not rectified the problem in itself because I still have a cough, right? And I still have wheezing. And I can also attribute this to me not having any type of bronchitis, you know, asthma, whatever you call it, any type of flare-ups in 22 years. And so with me having this flare-up, it's kind of like the old and the new. So I'm switching gears. I'm getting off of their medicine, and I'm going on to our medicine. So tomorrow I have mullein leaf tea coming in, okay? Mullein leaf tea, and this is for anybody that's going through this, chronic cough, extended cough. Mullein leaf tea cleanses your lungs. I also have burdock root, okay? Now, burdock root is a part of my daily regimen. So I'm going to incorporate the burdock root in the mullein tea, and that's all that I'm going to be on for the next week, and then I'm going to see how it is. Mullein leaf tea detoxes your lungs, right? So whatever is in there, it pulls it out. And so you may go through a harsh phase because you're pulling out whatever's in your lungs. But I'm going to go to herbs because that's what I'm used to and that's what I know. But I still have this cough. I feel 10,000% better. And so I just know that I now I'm like, okay, but I just feel like it was that thing. But it's a weak version of that thing. But because I have underlying issues, it affected me more because my kids, they're not feeling it. They're not being affected. None of the above. I have no idea what this is, right, at this point. I don't know. My kids are not being affected. Everybody is moving around 100%. As every day that goes on, I feel better. I finally got up and was able to, you know, organize my room and do everything that I needed to do. I think I did that on, like, Friday, you know. So Friday I was feeling my optimum best on Friday with whatever the hell this is, and I've been feeling better and better and better every single day, you know, that goes forward. So I'm excited that, you know, I'm feeling this way, and I'm happy that I am finding a medium with this, but yes, the cough is still there. That's it. Again, I never lost my taste. I never lost my smell. I have eaten every day, but I was eating like once a day, being that I was so groggy on a lot of medicine, and now I'm eating like I be wanting to eat every few hours, right? But I keep myself to a pace where, you know, I don't allow myself to eat like that. So we're going to see. We're going to wean from day shit to our shit. So we're going to herbs for this next week And we're going to see if we can possibly completely eliminate the cough altogether, right? But other than that, my week has been rest and rehabilitation. There's nothing more that I can do other than rest. I am not allowing any type of company at my house. You know, my partner and I, we separated. And so, you know, we never went through this in 2 years, two years plus. We never went through anything like this. So it's like, okay, revert back to what is. No company at my house whatsoever. Back to buckling down. I think a lot of people, if this is something that is here, a lot of people will kind of get sidetracked by it because it doesn't affect you the same way. But, you know, we back on lockdown over here. You know, that's just what it is. I 2.5 years. So if it was that thing, 2.5 years, I didn't catch it. I didn't get it, none of the above, for 2.5 years. And to, after 2.5 years, finally, you know, meet my maker, that's something that's hard for me to deal with. You know, like, I've been good for 2.5 years. And all of a sudden, you know, not even two, like 2 years, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. So I'm okay, though. I feel great. I feel amazing. I'm getting back to myself. Not really robotic as I was, just getting things done. I'm enjoying myself, enjoying what it is that I'm doing, you know, and so on and so forth. So how was your week?
Yeah, so my week was quietly awesome once again. This week I was trying to figure out a name, and then it just kind of came to me. I was like, you know, putting together the show, and I'm like, how was my week? So this week I'm calling this 2024, Bring Back the Platinum Plan. And I guess I'm just on this week because I'm finishing the Art of the Deal. Great book, man. Great read. But it's just got me in this mind state, man, this business mind state. You know what I'm saying? I'm still on my detox and get greedy, you know, mind state right now. It's April, you know what I'm saying? So we into the second quarter of the year, you know what I'm saying? So I'm focused and ready. Gym life has been a major part, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life, you know what I'm saying, at the age I am now. That's a blessing. So I'm just keeping that up, man, because the vibes is right. Interior decorating was solid this week, you know what I'm saying, so big shout-out to that. My wife's business has been solid lately, so I'm thankful for that. And law of attraction, man, I'm just trying to attract better, you know, just bigger and better stuff, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, like law of attraction is real, you know what I'm saying. You talked about that with – how this show came together, man. That's law of attraction. So, and then just, and also too, because I'm seeing so clearly now, you know what I'm saying? Because I've detoxed, I'm able to see through a lot of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of things too, like I've had a couple just friendships that just got fractured through this whole Trump situation. It just never recovered through just Trump debates. And I'm just realizing that, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, so, like, now I might as well just say, fuck it, man, Trump 2024, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? If people still on that bullshit, then...
If you're smart, if you're smart, that's what you're going to say, shit.
Exactly. So, that's my week.
Amazing week, man. If y'all smart, if y'all ain't learned nothing about what the hell is going on, man, y'all better get this fool out of this office, man. Swear to God, man, I know people with disabilities that's struggling to pay student loans, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, all of the things that this man promised y'all, man, listen, man, this fool out the office. Let this man go to sleep somewhere. But it was funny that you're saying that, right, because I'm working on a project, right, that gives me dual citizenship between the United States and Africa. And Donald Trump actually contributed to this initiative, and it just blew my mind. You know, when I'm going over this project with my people, they're like, you know, Donald Trump contributed to this initiative for this to be this way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, I know that was my boy. Even the people that are anti-Trump, And like, man, I'm blown away that he contributed to, you know, people being able to get dual citizenships between Africa and America.
That's
you know, and in so many other yeah. places. It ain't just Africa. So many other places in between. Like, when you dig deep, man, you get out of this, you get out of this human thinking, right, and following and moving like a fucking follower and realize what's happening around you. When you dive deep and get into these programs, you're going to really see who is genuinely for you. Like, this man opened up this program that I'm partaking in right now for dual citizenship. You know what I'm saying? Between the two. Is you know, for you guys that don't know, you know, one side of my family, they're from Africa. The other side of my family, they're from here. So, you know, I'm not pro anything, but I'm pro life, you know? Whatever happens is what happens. Like, I don't give one part more, you know, pleasure and honor than the other, but one part I don't have to go anywhere. I can honor them right here, and the other part I do. So, I'll talk more about that later on. But, man, if y'all know what's good for y'all, whew, y'all better look into what the hell Trump really did behind closed doors, what they tried not to make sure y'all know.
Sure. But yeah, man, so what's up with this show tonight?
All right, so tonight we are going to jump right into our spiritual conversation. It's the first Sunday of the month, okay? Remember last show, I kept talking about this change and this energy, this new energy that a lot of people were feeling, and I know because, of course, you guys know, you know, I'm on YouTube doing tarot and all types of other things, right? And so I keep hearing it, and I'm picking up on this energy. So there was a new moon in Virgo last week, okay? And there is a major shift, and people are looking at things differently, and people are like, what's happening? You know, what's the difference? What's going on? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. Let's get into it. All right. So last week, we had, I think it was around Friday, we had the full moon in Virgo. Now, you're not going to feel every single moon phase, right? You're not going to feel every single full moon. You're not going to feel every single new moon. You're just not, okay? But particular moon was big. Now, Mo and I have talked several times about the actual new year, the astrology new year. When you look at what makes sense, what do you know is renewed in the wintertime? Nothing. Nothing can renew. Nothing can grow. Nothing can rebuild. You know, the masses is not rebuilding. The grass isn't green in wintertime. So January 1st being our new year is absolutely ridiculous, right? But we know where that came from. The new year's is actually the first day of Aries season. And this year was, what, May 21st, which was when I got sick.
you mean March 21st.
March 21st, right. March 21st is when I got sick, celebrating the New Year's, you know, just not being mindful. But March 21st, the first day of Aries season. Aries is the first zodiac sign, right? When you look around at the weather, that's when you see all of the pollen. When pollen falls, it's green, right? That's when you see the grass starts to grow. That's when you see everything being renewed. That's when cycles are also renewed, right, during Aries season. This is the first season. This is renewal. So your New Year's is actually March 21st. Now, right before this New Year's, we had the full moon in Virgo, and it was a major shift. Everything from your previous year, everything that no longer served you, everything that you needed to release, you were releasing. You were letting go. You were stepping out of that energy, right, at that point. And so everyone should have, mainly everyone should have felt this shift. It's a major shift that happened in the world, and everybody's like, what? I mean, you've seen the Oscars. You know, Will Smith, never been in any type of scandal. We'll talk about that later. Will Smith has never been in any type of anything, but I'm going to say this. you know, Jada has alopecia. Will supposedly sap Chris Rock for alopecia. And Chris Rock has always disrespected Jada and made jokes on Jada and Will. Chris Rock is a Uncle Tom boy, right? Chris Rock will get in a room full of white people and he will joke on the black people in the room, right? He still got that Negro mentality about him, right? That's what we got to understand. See, the thing is that you can't take offense to people. You have to understand what they are. So Chris Rock is still a Negro. Mm-hmm. You understand? And so he's always making jokes and he's always clowning, you know, Will and Jada, no matter what. Now, was Will wrong or right for slapping him? I go with Will. Hell yeah, you better protect your fucking wife. Do you? Right? But, you know, everybody else, especially in this soft-ass world and this soft-ass media, oh, my God, he was wrong. Fuck you gonna tell a man he's wrong for protecting his wife. This is how far we've gotten away because his wife is a black woman. Now, if his wife would have been a white woman, it would have been perfectly fine. That's the part that we're not paying attention to the narrative. I digress. Will Smith supposedly slapped Chris Rock due to alopecia, right? And with that being said, now there's a huge push for alopecia awareness, right? On top of that, with that being said, yet again, now Pfizer has come out with a vaccine or a shot for alopecia. Now keep in mind, when these people sell their souls, or these people take a side on who they choose to work with or be embodied with in order to make this awesome and amazing career, they all must fall. They all must fall. Now, you've seen all of these things happening within this transition. Why? Because the first will be last and the last will be first. So you're now starting to see all of your favorite people in a completely different light. All of the people that you felt like were squeaky clean, that did absolutely no wrong, by default, they're going to be seen in a different light. And we're not expecting this because, why? We don't know what these people are going through in their life. We don't know what's happening because they are protected. They're governed by a secret society. So we don't know what's going on. We don't know the happening until now. So with this major shift that's happening right now, right, the karmics, right, the people that need to be released from my lives are being released from my lives. The energy is strong. The energy is amazing, though. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade this energy for the world. So I'm pretty sure that you guys have felt this energy shift over the last week or so and wondering, what the hell is going on? Why do I feel this way? Why am I looking at the person that I love like, ew? What the hell are you doing here? It's because it's over for the karmics. It's over for the people that no longer serve us. It's over for the people that no longer have room in our life. You know, it's a lot of things that's happening. It's a lot of things that's going on within the universe and within the energy right now, and that people cannot understand what, when, where, how. Smooth, how are you? How was your week, Smooth?
So, but did this motherfucker kick me off?
No, you here.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, cause earlier, fucking Blog Talk Radio said, thank you for YouTube Blog Talk Radio, and then this shit hung up.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
That's what I was asking. Like, did Blog Talk Radio just kicking it off? Or did the show go off and y'all call back as well?
Nah.
You know you want a BlackBerry, right?
What that got to do with Blog Talk Radio fans? I thought you were one bit of thank you for your Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I mean, because, you know, you got to keep in mind that
this thing's out of
your service ain't that
come
great.
On. Come on. Okay.
Your service not that great, but I digress.
So, what is the show about today?
You being kicked off and not knowing why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is on crazy. Oh, man.
He like
man, ain't shit going on. What the fuck going on with y'all niggas, man?
Spiritual alignment. That's what it's about.
Spiritual alignment.
Like spiritual show.
Spiritual alignment.
Oh,
have
spiritual.
You felt a shift in your energy over the last week?
See, that's the thing. You know how words are open for interpretation on my ass. I don't really understand the concept of have I felt a shift or anything else like that. Like, if you ask me if there's something different, I don't know.
You ain't cut no holes off because you got a lot of them.
I'm about to, nigga. No. Yeah. I don't think I felt any shift, so. Nah, you're going to have to tell me what the hell you're talking about.
Do you feel as though you're looking at people in your life a little bit different, like they don't belong, or you're feeling like you need to remove your energy for some reason or another?
I've been feeling like that for longer than a week. I feel like
you know what?
What? Like, man, just tell me what the fuck going on, fuck.
Well, just tell me what the fuck you've been feeling for the last month, and we'll go from there.
I just told you, motherfucker. Like, I just thought, like, I've been feeling that way for, like, you know, for the month. Get rid of you motherfuckers. You know, if that's what you're talking about, like, yeah, I've had that thought. What's this song they fucking up again? I don't hear that. Hello?
Yeah, Black. I don't know why
Black disappeared. Oh, see, they probably kicked your ass off. Now you won't last me, nigga. Black girl, nigga.
So, you haven't felt as though, like, you wanted to cut people off or...
What we're not about to do is just bypass over the fact, what the fuck happened to you, nigga? You disappeared.
What happened to me?
Yeah, nigga, we were like Black.
Oh, I was right here. I was telling the damn kid to go upstairs, and I didn't want to be on the phone while I was doing that. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So, like, man, me and fucking Mo was like, nigga.
Yeah, we probably lost you for a minute. But
you know, y'all always talking about me, so I'm absolutely used to it.
But
not a big deal.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
we
you don't.
Well,
that's a lot.
I'll say this. I definitely felt a shift. You know what I'm saying? So, and just certain people, I'm just going to go over how I kind of feel about maybe what you're talking about. So, me being a Leo, I think I'm naturally loyal, you know what I'm saying? But but it's loyal to a certain extent. So meaning that because like I told you, I have adaptability, you know what I'm saying? So I can adapt to many different personalities, many different situations, as long as it, you know, can serve me in a certain type, you know, in some type of way I can, or, you know, it might be a certain just personality or you know, family member or friend or associate that I can just adjust to the energy. Now, if there was never a connection there in the first place, then I can just be cold and we just don't have no type of connection. You know what I'm saying? But as far as a shift, like, cause a lot of times with me, like, and my personality, I know certain people come into my life for seasons. You know what I'm saying? So when the season is over, I'm perfectly fine with just not being the same with that particular individual anymore. But it's been certain people that's been in my, I guess, sphere for a while. And then, you know, but you just start to see that, you know, your energies just are different now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm starting to kind of just see that in, you know, I guess one of my friendships. It's just like the energy is just different. I don't even care no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? So when it's like that, so I'm just wondering at this time, that relationship served its purpose, and now it's just time to totally just move on. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely
That's exactly
that.
Right.
And then also, too, like I told you, I'm a different person each season. And I don't know what prompted me, but like I said, I always just switch up my look. Like I'm like an actor, but just natural. You know what I'm saying? It's just me. You know what I'm saying? Most people be like, don't do quirky shit like I do, but I just do it. It just comes naturally to me. But one thing that I love to switch up is my hair. And like right before, you know, the new Aries season shift, I don't know what prompted me, but I cut off my beard and now I just got a mustache. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been peeping this look for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching my little documentaries and stuff. I keep talking about that. But you know, I like that old school look with just the mustache. And then, you know, because I got
the
a
old
mustache.
School look. You like Tom Selleck old school?
Tom Selleck, you know what I'm saying, 70s porn star, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Just a stash. But you know, that's my new look. And I just see the different energy that this look is, like, even attracting or, like, just certain things. It's so funny. So, you know, I can definitely feel the equinox, the new season, and I'm pumped. I'm here for it, you know what I'm saying? But the people that just don't serve me anymore, I'm perfectly fine with moving on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel no way about it at all. So, yeah.
Yeah, I seen the picture, and you had your little baby afro, and I was like, what the hell is Mo doing?
So, that's me. So, Black, let's talk about you, though. So you asked Smooth. I just told you how I felt. So how do you feel about this new shift then and everything? And then
the
I
new
wanna
shift
ask,
brought
like
in
taken
change.
Okay.
Me and my partner, you know, been together for 2 years. We have been on the outs since the new shift. There are things that have to change in our relationship. And it's like I'm not folding on it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm standing my ground on it. Really focused on my business more than anything in the world. Like, I definitely felt the shift. Like, I was just like, nah, if it's not aligning with my higher purpose, you can't be in my life. So I definitely felt the shift. Not that I feel like he's going to leave my life fully, but I don't know. You know, that's just the energy we're in. I don't know if he's going to leave my life fully. I don't know if we're going to figure it out, but I know that I got to stand my ground. You know what I'm saying? Type of energy. Like, it's either we move forward or we leave it right here. So I was just evaluating everything in my life, and, like, the shift hit me hard. And I don't generally feel the energy shifts, but this one I felt, like, super-duper hard. And it's like, okay, you got to deal with it or you got to figure it out. You got to not deal with it. Me being a healer, there's no way that I could not deal with what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. I got you. So now, you know, because another thing, too, because I know you had, when we was, you know, kind of talking about, and you was maybe discussing what you was going to talk about on the show, a couple things. So, like, I'm all, like, I totally get the equinox and, you know, the winter solstice and all that. And, you know, I definitely see how that shifts, and, you know, I talked about how, like, I'm glad, I hope that we don't go to like the permanent time change where it just stays the same. Like I really like this whole spring forward, and you know what I'm saying, and then when the clocks go back in the winter and stuff like that. Because that's the shift. That's just letting you know that it's a shift. That's just like giving you like a heads up, you know what I'm saying? And it's become like tradition. But anyway, I say that to say this. Now, the full moon aspect is you know, I want you to really maybe talk about that too, because, you know, I'm a sun sign. I'm a fire sign, you know what I'm saying? So the sun gives me energy. I talk about that all the time, you know what I'm saying? But the moon, I know, like, my wife is a Cancer, and I know she can be moody sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it'd be just because of the full moon, and, you know, her emotions could just be getting the best of her, and I'm used to it now. But let me just – I just would like – because I know you really dive into this, you know what I'm saying? So what do you – what's your take on the whole full moon aspect and how it – and how it, I guess, affects different signs and stuff like that? Does it affect animals?
Okay.
Fish, everything. You know what I'm saying?
So,
wolves.
We all release the time from that, okay? So, basically, the time was created by Kronos, right? Kronos, right? If you, like even my baby daddy brought it to my attention. My timekeeper at my job is called Kronos. Kronos is the keeper of time. Look it up. So Kronos was dispelled to Saturn many, many years ago, right, because he created time. And then once they dispelled him to Saturn, right, look up Saturn. Saturn, Satan, same thing. You know what I'm saying? They considered him to be Satan. They considered him to be evil because he created time. Time does not exist in the universe, right? But then after they dispelled him to Saturn, now, you know, they got all of these clocks and so on and so forth. Time has nothing to do with what's going on. Now, as far as energy, everything is energy. Money is energy. Your attention is energy. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, during certain phases, in the daytime when the sun is shining, not only you but everybody that has melanin, all of the black folks and the Latino folks, they can benefit from the sun, right? At night, when it comes to the moon sign, right? The moon sign, the moon people, the Pisces, the Cancers, the Scorpios, right? That's moon energy. But also Aquarius, you know what I'm saying? Like the Aquarius, being that they're the fourth, I think it's the humanitarian, the most intelligent sign in the zodiac, Pisces being the most intuitive sign in the zodiac. We all reap and benefit and pull from that energy. So depending on the more of what sign you have in your chart, the more you're affected. We're in the age of Aquarius, started in 2020, goes all the way to 2010, right? The more Aquarius you have in your chart, the more you're affected. So don't look at it versus time. Look at it versus energy. So whoever, if they stop moving the time and stop playing with the time, it is what it is. Like, time does not exist in the universe. We just got accustomed to this time change and swapping this out and swapping that out and this time and go forward and go back and so on and so forth. Time doesn't exist in the universe. So depending on what changes and how it works, if your wife is directly affected by the moon is the planet of emotions, right? She's a Cancer. They're very emotional creatures. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like you said, you didn't know before, but now you know how to deal with it. You deal with her in a loving, catering type of way. Leos and Cancers are a great connection. Twin flame connections for a lot. You know what I'm saying? So you just learn how to deal with it, and you move forward from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Spell my fucking candy.
What the hell is going on with moving the background? Somebody took your candy, man? Like, we both came through and snatched the candy? What happened?
Is this nigga trying to laugh at my conundrum? Like, this is a dilemma. Maybe fucking
you said somebody took your candy, so I was just wondering what
I'm
happened.
Looking for my goddamn. I've been walking around looking for my candy. I feel like y'all done took advantage of my ass, though.
But
y'all asked me about the topic of the day without explaining that shit to me. Like,
well, you know, like I said, today's topic, you know, the first weekend of each month is Black's spiritual show. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm here for the ride. You know, I'm here to learn. I know Black be on her spiritual, you know, her tarot readings and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I know that's her lane or whatever. You know, I'm not into the tarot.
I don't
like want to
be Sailor Moon.
What happened?
I don't want to be Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, would you say? You don't want to be
Sailor Moon?
He being an asshole, Moon. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Black said Pisces is moon sign. I said, well, I don't want to be Sailor Moon, goddammit.
Yeah, well, that's what you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was already in your deep down. You know what I'm saying? That's what aligned for you. You know? But Pisces, though,
that's why he got so many kids, because he's a lover.
Yeah,
regardless of what's happening and what's going on and how mean he is, he's a lover.
Yeah.
That's why I love how Black just said how mean he is.
Nah, Pisces is ill. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of y'all can be a little.
They're overthinkers and they're intuitive.
Yeah, some of y'all can be.
So he know what his hoe is doing.
And some Pisces can be a little too sensitive too. And you know what I'm saying? And they can be intuitive to a fault. You know what I'm saying? Some Pisces, but for the most part, I rock with Pisces. You know, my mother's a Pisces. You know, my favorite cousin is a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? One of my homeboys that you know what I'm saying, I don't know if we rocking this the same way that we used to, but, you know, he's a Pisces. So, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
so, but, yeah. So, what's up, Black? So, I mean, so how you want to cap this off?
I want Smooth to talk about the conversation since he feel bamboozled.
Oh, okay. Smooth seems like he got
only
a lot
one problem with that concept. I'm high.
You high?
Yeah.
Smoking some weed? Because you do seem like you're a little...
Oh, no, I ain't smoking a motherfucker thing, nigga. I ain't. Oh. Fuck that. I ain't fucking my lungs.
But you said you're high. High off what?
I'm high off life, nigga. High off pussy.
Something going on. Hold on, man. Something in that candy you was looking for? What happened?
Yeah, that nigga stole my candy, man. That's some bullshit.
Black, what's That's up? What's you got to decipher this. You know what I'm saying? What's up with Smooth tonight? You got to figure this out for the people.
No, I'm waiting on Smooth. Smooth is high. Smooth takes medication. I told you that before.
Oh, okay.
So,
hold on.
So Smooth house.
I didn't tell him why. I just said, you know, sometimes you miss shows because you're under the weather.
Okay. Oh, this nigga. Oh no, she didn't. She gave me a whole excuse for being a junkie.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and I love you either way, you're junkie. But
Oh, yeah,
like we have to let go of the time, though. And there's a major shift. If you didn't feel it, even my kids, like, they just started. My son, my youngest son, he just started sleeping through the night. When this shift kicked in for, like, 2 weeks approaching and past that, he would not sleep through the night. Now, keep in mind that your children are closest to the portal where they can remember their past life, and they can remember the other side up until they're 5 years old, right? Up until around five. Then after about five, so they say, they go to take in everything that they're learning. When they get to be about seven, then they start to learn their own ways, and they start to go about their own ways and what it is that they have going on. And that's when we feel as though our kids are rebellious, because you only have between the newborn and the 7-year-old stage to teach and mold your children, right? And once they get there, we feel like, oh, they're rebellious or they're this. But you got to think they still understand. They've had the downloads from their past life experience. They're understanding their journey. And these kids are smarter than us, right, because their souls are older than ours, right? So a lot of people felt a shift during the full moon in Virgo over the last couple of weeks. You're like, man, I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to talk to them. I don't even want this person around me. Or you have bullseyed on a particular project and you have steadfast to it. every season is bringing in abundance, abundance in finances, abundance in love, and this is across the collective, right? All 12 zodiac signs. There's going to be a shift for you happening in one way or another in the month for every season, right? So be prepared, be joyous, be grateful for everything that happens. I don't care if you walk out the door and it feels good and it feels good to your soul. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, universe. This feels good to my soul. Have as much gratitude as you possibly can, right? Because with supreme gratitude, with a lot of gratitude, with major gratitude, comes major recognition.
All right. All right. Shift can either be good or bad. That's what you're saying?
You say what?
I said, so these shifts could either be good or bad. That's what you're saying?
No, like, what we have to understand is that things don't happen to us. They happen for us. So if something happens and you feel as though it's bad, if you actually just change your thought process and look at it in a different way, you'll realize that it's actually good.
Okay. Positive, negative, whatever negative is positive. Okay. Candy, man, that's some bullshit. You motherfucking candy, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, I ain't got that many joys in life, but nigga, you want to steal Nick Candy, man. Come on, man. We got to do better.
And because I don't have a topic for the Real Famous Chop Up, let me tap into this before Mo gets into the Real Famous Chop Up.
Okay.
Don't be naive. Don't be blind. Do you really think, do you really, really think that Will Smith would throw everything that he worked for away?
Oh, we can get into this. I can talk about this real quick. Yeah, all right. So
do you really think that Will Smith would throw his devout? Okay, listen, let me tell you something.
Talk about it.
Where people don't understand, I've seen plies, right, being ignorant. Oh, I'm not protecting nothing that I'm not the only one smashing. Let's get into it. People like Plies. Plies has a main lady. Ben had a main lady, but he never shows his lady off. He keeps it private because he feels as though that's the way that it works, right? But Plies is in every single person, inbox, messages, whatever, doing whatever he want to do out here in the streets. But he wants a naive woman to be at home and only sleep with him, right? That's a narcissist. Right, I'm looking at all these people that's weighing in on this situation, that's trying to talk shit. Then I go and I look at all of the comedians that are coming around trying to comfort Jada Smith because of Will Smith's reaction. Do you think that they would have the same reaction if it was a white woman? No. But yet these people, they want fame, they want notoriety, they want things, and they're being toys. People are writing these things for them, and hell, they just want fame. You know what I'm saying? So these people are being pushed to downgrade and degrade the black woman because it's a part of the initiative. If you, when I tell you that Will Smith has been in this game for well over 30 years and he has not made any mistakes, he and Will are swingers. So they have a different code and a different understanding. They understand from the soul. They're not coming from a narcissist or selfish place. Do you really think that Will Smith would throw everything he had away just because? No. Will Smith could possibly already know that there's some shit about to go down, and he would rather take the fall than allow his family to take the fall. Will Smith could already know there's some shit about to go down because these people that become in this celebrity shit, in this Hollywood, in this entertainment industry, these people aren't just there. They're a part of an occult. You know what I'm saying? They're a part of signing things away and a part of aligning. Just depends on who gets you first, who you align to. You know what I'm saying? But there's some places, just like, look at Universal Records. Look at all of the people under the one record label that ended up dead, King Von and somebody else and Young Dolph. They all had the same star ring. You know what I'm saying? You get to be a certain, you get to be a certain level. You get to make a certain amount of money, right? There's so many different occults that you don't know what these people sign up for or align to. But understand, it's way bigger than the eye. And because the human brain It's so brainwashed. And the humans out here, they just want drama. They want to have something to talk about that you're missing the whole common six factor, right? Common knowledge, as Smooth says, that why would this man throw away everything that he worked for just to slap a nigga on stage? You know what I'm saying? And Chris Rock is the biggest house nigga, coon nigga of all. He's been a coon. He will always be a coon. So why would you throw yourself away for a whole coon? Understand that. It's bigger than that.
All right. Well, look, so without further ado, this is my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous Chop Up. So this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So as Black just alluded to, the Oscars, man, and I'm so happy that you know, in the world famous Chop Up, I got a chance to just dissect the Oscars from what it was before this whole Will Smith, Chris Rock situation just took hold of and just became the big time storyline and just really pushed everything down. You know what I'm saying? But my whole take on it is this: saying both ways. You know what I'm saying? Both ways. I mean, if you ask me who I really side, I don't fault Will Smith. I don't fault Chris Rock. You know what I'm saying? But just know that you might say something at the wrong time to the wrong person, and the situation can come out of it. You know what I'm saying? So Chris Rock, this is what he do. You know what I'm saying? This is what he get paid to do. You know, you call to my house, Negro, whatever the case may be. That's him. You know what I'm saying? He's a comedian, and a lot of times, you know, he talks. He, you know, I think white people like Seinfeld and whatever, they really relate to Chris Rock, because Chris Rock, as you put it, he'll talk about race in a certain way that white people can really just get and connect to, and that's why he's so popular. You know what I'm saying? So, so like one of the skits that I remember him talking about, because it's a few things, you know, through the years, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, just listening to him and certain things. I remember one skit when he was talking about, you know, Biggie and Tupac, and, you know, and how people compare it to, like, JFK you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying, like in the 60s when it was like a lot of turbulent times and a lot of prominent figures of that time was getting assassinated. And, you know, people made the connection in the 90s, like Biggie, you know, Tupac, you know what I'm saying, that whole East Coast, West Coast, because that was a war. That was a war. That was just our type of war. That was this was just a Black war, you know what I'm saying, as far as the way we have to fight it for those times that we were in. You know what I'm saying? It was just music. It was culture. It was just different. And that war had to happen for us to really come together musically. I mean, to take what you want about rap music and all that other stuff, that had to happen for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't, buddy.
Yeah, not saying that it's a utopia, but I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I'll come back to that later. But I say that to say this. I remember in his skit, he was saying, nah, Biggie and Tupac wasn't assassinated. Those niggas just got shot. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of took offense to that. I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, why? Because we do things a different way. We not, you know what I'm saying? We not all with the suit and ties and, you know, doing it the political way. So, you know, those lives don't matter as much. So you can't say that Biggie and Tupac was assassinated. You know, you got to say they were shot. Whereas, you know, President Kennedy at the time, or Malcolm X, or Martin Luther King, you know, they were shot technically, but they was assassinated. So just little things like that. And then, you know, I remember a few years back when it was, I think it was like the Oscars So White was going on, and I think a lot of people was like, you know, because too many just white people winning just too many awards and bullshit movies, and we had kind of got fed up, Black folks, and, you know, so she boycotted. And then, you know, that was the first time at the Oscars that quote unquote Chris Rock had Will Smith's wife in his name in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Jada Pinkett. You know what I'm saying? Because he basically was saying in the skit that because she was saying that she's boycotting this year's Oscars and she's not coming, and he made a point to shout her out like, okay, you said you're not coming, but who really cares? And I took offense to that, too, because, you know, men in society is probably, like, if not, like, probably in my top three favorite movies of all time, and I just love her performance in it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Set It Off. So she got a resume. So for him to denounce her, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then you know, not all these white actresses that's probably the aired or whatever that don't have the same resume as Jada Pinkett. You know, it's comedy, but I kind of took offense to that. And then on the flip side, though, too, the reason why Will Smith probably was like, you know what, I done had enough of this, too, because I've seen Chris Rock kill white careers, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys remember, but it was a guy, early 2000s, his name was Jude Law. Jude Law, if you look at him, he was a big actor in, like, 2000 to probably, like, 2005. He was in all types of movies. One day, Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars because Chris Rock is the go-to black host of the Oscars. He does a good job. I mean, I give it to him. He, you know what I'm saying? The show is going to be kind of interesting if he hosts it. But like you said, he's going to have certain allegiances and, you know, in this shit. And, you know, with so many people looking on, you know, that could have an impact on your career. So I say that to say this. I remember he said something about mm-hmm. Jude Law being in every movie. And then after that, Jude Law wasn't the same actor. He fell off. He's not. People probably don't even remember his name. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being the case, Will Smith, I think he just had enough at the time. You know what I'm saying? He was laughing at first, but he could have been laughing like, you know, not laughing at the joke, laughing like, okay, like, you know how some people laugh to keep from crying or whatever. I don't know. Some people say that. So, you know, when he looked at it and saw how she really felt and how this really hurt her, he was like, you know what? Enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? And smacked the shit out of Chris Rock and then went back and sat in the seat. So I don't fault him. So like I said, I see it both ways. I mean, comedy is comedy. You know what I'm saying? If you're a comedian, you got to push the envelope certain times for your stuff to – I love when comedians just get real and push the envelope. Some people's feelings are going to get hurt or whatever, but that's comedy. That comes with the territory. That's like if you go to a comedy show, if you in the first, you know, the front row, hey, that comedian might, you know what I'm saying, he might start ranking on you or whatever, you know, talking shit about or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to have you in his routine because, you know, like he looking at you and he sees something funny. Comes with the territory. But at the same time, catch the wrong person, the wrong time, you never know. And that's what happened with Will Smith. Now, on another note, I want to big up Will Smith because he was he did what made it such a great night of television. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, controversy sells. Let's not get it twisted. Everybody's talking about, oh, he took the spotlight from so many people. Which, okay, you can make that point, but at the same time, he brought a lot of light to the Oscars too. Because just last week's show, I was saying, I don't even give a fuck. I didn't even know Chris Rock was even hosting Oscars. You know what I'm saying? So most people, the Oscars wasn't even on nobody's radar because nobody goes to the movies like that no more. So if anything, he revamped the Oscars, and now people probably going to be watching the Grammys tonight, which is on right now. You know, who knows? I'm going to go into that a little bit as far as the categories. But, you know, these award shows, they don't have the same luster. But now, because of what Will Smith did, now everybody's talking about the Oscars and everybody's talking about, you know, that night. But I say that to say this, another thing that I just wanted to big him up because, you know, he ended up winning Best Actor, which is, I guess it was
Best Male Performance.
Yeah, Best Male Performance for King Richard. And at first I was kind of hesitant on the King Richard movie because, you know, the only Will Smith movie that I really, really rock with as far as performance that I really felt was Happiness. You know what I'm saying? I think he was, Pursuit of Happiness. I think he was nominated but didn't win that year. I think that might have been a year. That might have been a year Denzel Washington won for Training Day. I'm not even sure, but I know he was nominated, but I thought he should have won that year. Great performance. Like, that's where he really, I'm like, okay, this, you know, he's a legit actor. He's always been an actor, but legit actor where you really got them in your role. You know what I'm saying? I love, of course, you know, Smooth, we talked about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even watch the new one because I'm still stuck. I'm still old school with the Fresh Prince, and I just want to remember that for how it was.
Yeah, bro. I understand. I understand. You know, stay true to your childhood.
Yeah, that's what I am. So I can't even. I let the younger generation, if they want to relate to that, that's their generation. Me, I'm old school when it comes to that. But anyway, King Richard, I was hesitant on that because certain films, I didn't know if he could pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Like I say that with like the Wu-Tang show. Like I'm a big Wu-Tang fan, right? I love, you know, all that old school Wu-Tang shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit was my youth, my teenage years, right? I was raised on that. But at the same time, I don't want to see this new TV show with different people playing the people that I grew up listening to. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't say that. It doesn't resonate with me. So, because, you know, my childhood too, my youth, I played tennis. You know what I'm saying? My grandfather was like a Richard Williams type guy. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Like my uncle was kind of like a Serena Williams, Venus Williams back in his day or whatever. He didn't make it pro, but, you know, he won a lot of tournaments and, you know, went to Columbia because of tennis. Anyway, Ivy League school and all that type shit. So I had tennis just in my blood. So I was like, oh, I don't know if he can pull this off. So now I'm like, I was surprised. I'm like, I didn't even know he was nominated. And then he won. I'm like, oh, shit, so this must be pretty good. Let me check it out now. You know what I'm saying? And I love being pleasantly surprised. You know, I would hate to, like, if I was just pumped up, ready to watch it, and I was disappointed. But now I wasn't on my radar, wins the Oscar. I keep telling you how I love HBO Max. That's, like, my favorite app right now. You know what I'm saying? So they have it, so I started watching it. Story short, excellent performance, man. Well-deserved performance. And the thing I love about it, because, you know, if people mostly know Serena Williams, you know what I'm saying? Of course, she's, you know, as many say, the best women's tennis player ever. I still think Steffi Graf got her a slight bit, you know what I'm saying? Because I really know tennis, you know what I'm saying? So I know how great Steffi Graf was, you know what I'm saying? She's Andre Agassi's wife now. But she's like Serena's one championship behind Steffi. So if she gets this one championship to tie her, then I'll probably give it to Serena. But until she gets this final Grand Slam, which is why she's keep playing, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's older now, she's not winning as much. She want to get two Grand Slams so she can surpass Steffi Graf and really be solidified as the best women's player of all time. And hopefully she can get it, but I don't know, man, because, you know, time is undefeated, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I say that to say this. And then, you know, of course, Venus, you know what I'm saying? When Venus first came on the scene and it was Venus and Serena, you know, you knew them both. But then, you know, lately the last 10 years has been all about Serena because, you know, Venus kind of fell off earlier. But the father has always been an interesting character, you know what I'm saying? And I just seen him through the years. And he was always a quirky type guy, always said exactly what was on his mind. You know, didn't, you know, adhere to these white people and this whole, you know, quote-unquote country club sport, you know what I'm saying? He kind of just did his own thing and was a very smart, very intelligent guy. Like, he really knew what he was doing. The guy did not know how to play tennis, taught himself how to play tennis, and then taught his daughters how to play tennis until, you know, he got with the right coaches to take them to another level. But the part that Will Smith captures is the part that had it from Compton. And I noticed, you know what I'm saying, being from Cleveland and you know, going to tennis courts with my grandfather and you know, playing tennis as a youth and you're seeing how that is and then how, you know, just different because not too many black people play tennis, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you feel like you're in a different type of, I don't want to say a different type of class, but you're just seeing different things, you know what I'm saying, that most black people don't see. You know, chilling with different white people and going to their different schools and playing in these different tournaments and stuff like that. You see how it is on the other side, where people live and how they are. So anyway, I say that to say this. He captures that, man, the cadence of Richard Williams, the mannerisms. He captures it, man. Like, he really did an awesome job, man. I definitely recommend watching it, man. Two thumbs up. I've been watching it on and off. I haven't finished it yet, but, you know, I'm like probably like more than halfway through, but it's an excellent movie. Now, I love being able to watch it on HBO because like it's a book. I can pause it and stop it and come back to it. So, because it's a long movie, as for one watch, I think it's almost like, it's probably like 2.5 hours or whatever. But excellent, man. So, you know, shout out. And then the other thing that I really like about it, man, he's raising 5 girls, you know what I'm saying, in Compton. And, you know, and it's a two-parent household, man. It's him and his wife at the time. I don't think they're together anymore, you know what I'm saying. But back then when they were young, they was a unit, you know what I'm saying. And just seeing him, strong black father, you know, in the hood, rain, sleet, You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say snow because it wasn't snowing in Compton like that, but rain or whatever, man. He was out there with Ben and Serena playing tennis, practicing, gang members all around and all that type of shit, man. And for him to persevere and for him to call it, he said it from jump. Like, they're going to win Wimbledon. They're going to be the best thing you ever seen. And it came true. So if you watch the movie, too, because I was watching his speech and he was talking about how, like, you know, sometimes, you know, people might, he was apologizing to the academy for what he's done, but, you know, he got to protect his certain things or whatever. And then you watch the movie, you really understand where he's coming from, because a lot of times when he was playing tennis in Compton or whatever, gang members was coming up, especially he had an older daughter trying to get at her. You know, he's trying to protect, end up getting jumped by some gang members and stuff like that. So he really just had to persevere to the point that he was about to shoot one of the gang members and just by karma, you know what I'm saying, the one guy that he had beef with got shot and got killed. So that just opened the doorways. And after that, you know, like, it was all good. Like, then the gang members started protecting him or whatever. So it's just an interesting movie, man. Like, I love seeing stories that you know, the behind the scenes, man. You know, of course, it's movies, so, you know, they probably fabricated some of the stories, man. But for the most part, it's true to life, man, and Will Smith captured that. So I think that, all that, you know, emotion, it just was like, you know, he was like, nah, this Chris Rock ain't about to do this to me tonight, do this to my family, disrespect me, disrespect Jada. I'm going to let him know. And then this is the other thing, too, what separates Will Smith from O.J. O.J. had a white wife, and, you know, he really just lost roots with his blackness for a minute. He came back now, you know what I'm saying, once shit hit the fan, and, you know what I'm saying, and he got over the murder charge and, you know, just hated by most of America and all that. And now it seemed like he kind of got rooted again because he had to get humbled or whatever. But Will Smith, he know how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? He already apologized. The first night, he didn't apologize to Chris Rock. He apologized to the Academy. But then after a couple of days, probably his publicist and all these other people got in his ear, probably like, you probably should apologize to Chris Rock, even though he didn't want to. But just to save face, he did that. And then he stepped down from being like, a Academy member. But of course, you know, like, you got to understand leverage. Will Smith is still a big time star. He's a big time personality. For the most part, he does the right thing. He's a family guy. You know, like you said, he has black, just say, you know, him and Jada, they got their like open relationship, this on the low. But for the most part, you know, Will Smith is a stand up guy. You know, white people, black people, he's universally respected. So, you know, I don't see this being a hindrance to his career. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it just seemed like he made it the right stuff, man. So, you know, that's my take on that whole situation. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna put that to bed, man, because that's just been all through social media this whole week or whatever. I'm actually kind of tired of hearing and talking about it. So that's it. I do want to shout out Questlove. For winning the Oscar for Summer of Soul, I kind of called that. I was like, man, I hope he wins. When I was talking about the things that was nominated, I really want to see this documentary. Like I said, I'm really on my documentary plays. But this Summer of Soul, man. So now I'm gonna switch over to the Grammys or whatever. I'm kind of doing like I did last week with the Oscars, but to the Grammys. So, you know, I was looking at some of the categories. I really don't care. Like I said, I'm a big-time music person, mainly rap person as far as music. I can care less about all the, like, pop stuff and all that extra alternative stuff. I really can care less about it. But, you know, I was just looking through some of the categories. So I'm going to run down some of the categories because I saw some of the winners or whatever. So, first off, best rap album. So, you know, big shout-out to Nas. He took that last year. I was so happy for him. He took that for King's Disease. This year, you know, Nas had dropped King's Disease 2. It was nominated. Then you had Kanye's Donda album was nominated. J. Cole, big shout out to J. Cole. I'm going to talk about him in a minute. The Off Season was nominated. And then Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost was nominated. So the winner was Tyler, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Tyler, the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost. You know, dope album. You know, I like all the albums. I didn't really like Donda as much. You know, I'm a big Kanye fan, but Donda really wasn't a big fan of. I thought it was a lot of hype about nothing. I mean, all due respect to his mother and everything, and, you know, I liked how he, you know, dedicated this album to his mother. But it was just the rollout and everything was just weird. His whole divorce. You know, Ye's my guy. I'm going to probably watch this documentary pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost in the mood for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've kind of been holding off on it, but it's almost that time. I probably will give you, like, my review probably next week of the Ye joint. I'm probably get into this documentary or whatever. But anyway, Tyler, To Get Lost, and it's hosted by DJ Drama. I'm going to talk about him a little bit later, too. Before the chop up is over. So, you know, big shout out to Tyler the Creator, man. I like his creativity, man. He's been doing big things for a minute now. Well deserved. And he's another guy, man. The Grammys, they seem, you know, they pull on to certain personalities they like that they think is universal and can push the culture forward. You know, Will Smith started out as a rap guy, and then all of a sudden when the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air really took off, and, you know, the Hollywood just gravitated towards him, and, you know, he's become a big star, you know what I'm saying? And he's like that type of personality that they really want to push. And I see the same thing with Tyler the Creator, you know what I'm saying, as far as music. You know, he's a likable guy by white people, black people, you know what I'm saying? Those are the type of personalities that go far, especially when it comes to the Academy and these award shows. And as long as they don't get too crazy and too commercial, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? So I think Tyler, the Creator, is definitely a big personality, man. He's good for music. So shout out to him. And then they have a new category now, you know what I'm saying, that I never heard of until today when I was researching for the show. But this category is called Melodic Rap Performance. So I guess the most, the best rap performance with a melody, right? So the nominees for this, I don't care about Lil Nas X. I don't even know what song it was. I didn't write it down. But he was nominated for one of his songs. Doja Cat, not a fan of her. They really putting her out there, really been hyping her up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan. It just seems like she's getting hyped up too much, and I'm not really feeling it like that. But one of her shows was nominated. Now, these three, I was rocking it because these songs I know. So the first one, big shout out to J. Cole. I'm a huge J. Cole fan, man. But he had from his album, The Off Season, he's got a track with Lil Baby. Shout out to Lil Baby. Lil Baby's doing his thing, man. But it was a song called Pride is the Devil. Good song, you know what I'm saying? Lil Baby and J. Cole, they both kill it. One of my favorite songs off of that Off Season album. And then you had What's Your Name? And this was Tyler the Creator featuring Young Boy Never Broke Again, you know what I'm saying? Young Boy Never Broke Again. I'm not the biggest fan, but on this with Tyler, it worked. But it's called What's Your Name off that Call Me If You Get Lost album. Definitely a cool song. I like it. One of the first songs that I really was like, okay, Young Boy did his thing on that. And the winner, though, was Hurricane. And that's a popular song off the Donda album. A lot of people like that song. But that's the Kanye Weekend Little Baby joint. So that one for best melodic rap performance, right? So that's that. Now, speaking of Questlove, big shout out to Questlove, The Roots, Black Thought, you know what I'm saying, Philly. They ain't really came with no music in a minute, man. You know, I can go for a Roots album, man. It's been a minute. But Questlove is definitely doing his thing. You know, he's the drummer, chubby dude, drummer with the big afro, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so his you know, he just been a big 2 weeks for Questlove, man. So he already won an Oscar for his director performance, or, you know, directorial debut for this documentary called Summer of Soul. Like I said, I'm pumped up to see this, man. Like I said, it's a 1969 Harlem Festival movie or whatever. It looks really good. But he won an Oscar last week, but now he won a Grammy for Best Music Film or whatever. So big shout out to Questlove and Summer of Soul. Definitely want to check that out. And then there was just a couple other things that really just, you know, kind of caught my eye, but I don't really care about. But Global Music Album, Wizkid. Shout out to Wizkid, Made in Lagos. Nigeria's been doing some big things. He didn't win, but he was nominated. I just wanted to shout that out. Being that I'm in Flatbush, Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to see who won Reggae Album. But Sean Paul had an album. It was nominated. I didn't hear nothing about it, but it's called Live and Living. Didn't win. Some guy named Soulja won for Beauty and Silence, Best Reggae Album. And then R&B, R&B, you know, it just ain't what it used to be, man. But R&B, they gave it to R&B Song of the Year. I never heard this song. It's called Leave the Door Open. It's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. You know, I'm not the biggest Bruno Mars fan, but I know he's popular. Let's see, Spoken Word album, like, right? So Spoken Word album. Obama, it was a couple other people that nobody would know about, but Obama, he was nominated. Who knew that Obama had a Spoken Word album? But it was called A Promised Land. Okay, I wonder how that probably sound like an Obama speech or whatever, but anyway, he was nominated for Spoken Word album. But the winner was Don Cheadle. He got some Spoken Word album called The Next Generation or New Generation or some shit, but he won Best Spoken Word Album. And then Best R&B Performance, Jasmine Sullivan, she won for one of her songs off of her most recent album. So that was the Grammys. We'll see if we have any highlights, you know what I'm saying, to talk about next week, you know what I'm saying. We'll see if there's any shenanigans that went down. Probably going to be quiet because the Oscars, you know what I'm saying, Will Smith just overshadowed everybody. But that's that. Let me see here now, real quick, too. Things I want to get into before I get into the sports report. Let me see here. Oh, so music review. While we on music, big shout out to J. Cole. Big shout out to Ari Lennox, man. Big fan of Ari Lennox, man. Got a chance to see her. Me and my wife, we went. Saw she had a free concert in Brooklyn. That was dope because that was like the first concert after COVID. You know what I'm saying? That I was able to go to. We was able to go to last summer. Can't wait to see what new concert they're going to have coming up this summer. Big shout out to Afropunk, man. I wonder if Afropunk's going to come back. Wouldn't mind going to that festival this year. But anyway, Dreamville, so that's J. Cole's collective of artists. They dropped a mixtape. And I already talked about how DJ Drama, he's having a big week too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, Tyler the Creator took Best Rap Album, but that album was dope because that was hosted by DJ Drama. And for the people that don't know, DJ Drama, man, he's ill. He's like a white dude from Philly. It seems like he could be mixed, but I think he's a white guy from Philly, man. But anyway, DJ Drama, he came to prominence in the early 2000s, early mid-2000s. He hosted the Dedication Lil Wayne mixtapes, man. So when Lil Wayne, of course, you know, everybody knows Lil Wayne for his Carter albums, the Carter series. But, you know, when everybody take it back to, like, 07 Lil Wayne, they talk about, you know, when Lil Wayne was really in the zone, when he was truly, like, probably the best rapper alive at that time, was due to these mixtapes that he had. It was called Dedication 1, Classic, Dedication 2, Dedication 3. But it was all hosted by DJ Drama. Really put Lil Wayne on the map, especially in New York. Like, because that's the time when the mixtapes was just the bootleggers was out corner to corner selling mixtapes and, you know, Lil Wayne coming from New Orleans was really getting respect in New York. You know what I'm saying? So DJ Drama really helped him out with that. But now Dreamville, it came out of the blue. You know, it's been kind of like light in these last couple of weeks as far as new music. But Dreamville dropped an album, but it's really like a mixtape, you know, because it's hosted by DJ Drama. And definitely, man, thumbs up, man. Thumbs up, definitely a cool album. Is called D-Day or whatever, but it's got a bunch of just J. Cole and this whole Dreamville collective, you know what I'm saying? They got this group called Earth Gang. They're from, like, Atlanta. 2 Chainz is featured on the album. Who else we got? We got, it's just, you know, a lot of collective people on there, but definitely dope. But who really shines is Ari Lennox. You know, she's been kind of quiet lately. I don't know what's up with her album-wise getting delayed. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like she should have been out last year. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's COVID holding it up. But she's got 2 songs on there that's dope. So, one, she's got 2 songs. It's like I said, a whole mixtape of their whole Dreamville collectives. She got the song called Coming Down. Dope song, man. Beautiful song. Basically, it's kind of a remake of a remake. You know, remember, if anybody on listening remembers Mary J. Blige, I'm Going Down from My Life, what was that, probably like 1995, something like that, way back in the day, old school Mary J. Coming Down, that was a big song, remake, but a big song for Mary J. back in the day off the My Life album. Well, she redid it, and it's called Coming Down, and it's really talking about like coming down off a high, you know what I'm saying, like whatever perk or whatever these kids be doing nowadays, man, but coming down and It's an ill, you know what I'm saying? She comes off, man. She's a dope song, man. So definitely check that out. And then she's got another song called on there called Blackberry Sap. And I love it. I love when, you know, chicks sing and it's some freaky shit. She say, I love it when you fuck on me or some shit. But, you know, the way she sing it, man, just sounds real sexy, man. So, dope. And then just shout out to J. Cole, man, for a long time, man. Everybody talks about Drake and, you know, as far as these new wave of, like, the iconic rappers of this day. You know, of course, you know, from the old school, you got the Nas, you got the Jay-Z, you got Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Those are the old school, Biggie, of course, Tupac. But in this new wave, this new era of the legendary guys, man, you got Drake, you got Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar has been quiet for a while. It'd be interesting to see what he, you know, puts on for the West Coast and drops a new project. But I want him to live his life, man. I don't want him to just come out with something, you know, if Kendrick's going to come out with something, he's going to come out with something. Like, he's been through some stuff, man. But anyway, I digress on that. Of course, Drake, of course. But J. Cole, man, he's right up there, man. And he's been consistent. And, you know, I just like what he represents, man. He was at the concert, at the Ari Lennox concert that me and my wife went to, man. Like how he came through and supported his artists. So shout out to that Dreamville, man. Also, it sounds like it gives me like Wu-Tang Forever vibes, but like an Atlanta version. And even though J. Cole is from North Carolina, like a lot of his collective, and then, you know, Ari Lennox is from D.C., but Earth Gang and a lot of other artists that's in Dreamville is from Atlanta. So, and then, like I said, with 2 Chainz coming on there, it gives it that, like, that Atlanta flow, man, like that backcountry Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you've been to Atlanta, you know, you drive through them backcountry kind of streets, you know what I'm talking about. So big shout out to that, man. Definitely been bumping that album. Gives the Mo Ben seal of approval. Now, switching gears, sports report, man. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. What the fuck, man? I'm so pissed off. I was talking to one of my associates, man, big Michael Jordan fan, and we always go back and forth. I talked about this before, Michael Jordan, LeBron James debate. I don't know why he likes to debate. I guess because I'm from Cleveland, he just assumes I'm a big LeBron fan, which I am. But, you know, I still give all due respect to my guy, Michael Jordan. But he ODs, like I said this before. He goes OD, like Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan is just the best thing ever, which he was for a long time, basketball-wise. But then I always bring up, hey, man, what about Washington Wizards Michael Jordan? How Michael Jordan didn't get his team to the playoffs, man, 2 years in a row. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if anybody asks Michael Jordan is in the circle about them Wizards years, he probably never talked to him again and all that, right? And, you know, Michael Jordan, he really only won championships with Phil Jackson and Scottie Pippen. So make sure you know, you put some respect on his name when you talk about Michael Jordan and them Chicago Bulls. Of course, everybody loves the sneakers, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, he came to me the other day and was like, yo, if LeBron don't make the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, like, that's a big-time thing. Because you always talk about the Washington Wizards, Jordan. And I got to say this, man, like, now the Lakers, this LeBron Lakers team is trash. They're not even going to make the play-in tournament. So I talk shit about Michael Jordan, but back then it was like 8 teams. Of course, they started the play-in tournament just last year. But Michael Jordan would have got the Wizards into the play-in tournament, you know what I'm saying? Because that's as long as you finish in 10th place, you get into the play-in tournament, and if you win a couple of games, you're in the playoffs. Do you guys realize the L.A. Lakers are not even going to make the play-in tournament? And I'm watching Winning Time right now on HBO, man. Magic Johnson, Kareem, Showtime Lakers, man. How is the Lakers not making the play-in tournament? Y'all wasn't good enough to come in 10th place? Crazy. So I hate to say it, but it's the end. It's the end for LeBron, man, as we know it. You know what I'm saying? It's the end of an era. He's had a long run. He put on for Cleveland. Got that chip for Cleveland, man. I'll always respect him and Kyrie for doing that. You know what I'm saying? I love how he came back and put on for the city, man. Every day, you know, he had to leave and get his first couple chips with D-Wade in Miami. But he came back on, put on for the city. He represents Akron a little much, you know what I'm saying? But that's where he's from. What can I say? Fuck Akron. I don't really rock with Akron. I'm Cleveland all day. But anyway, I still respect him always for winning that championship for Cleveland. But, yo, bro. How you not getting your team to the 10th seed to get in the playing tournament? That's horrible. So now, You lost first round last year to Phoenix, something you that had never done in your career. This year, you're not even making the playoffs or the play-in tournament. It's over, man. It's over. I hate to say it. So now he's just hanging around to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. But now, if you're looking at the Lakers, and I'm watching Winning Time, I'm seeing how the Lakers do business. They like, yo, this LeBron experiment ain't been lucrative. The one bubble championship that they won, big shout-out to that, but that's looking a little fugazi now. That's looking a little fraudulent because, yeah, you won that championship, but it was no revenue coming in for L.A. because none of the games was in L.A. It was all in the bubble in Orlando, you know, the little bubble situation, COVID situation. And then y'all won that championship, but it's looking fraudulent because the next year you lose the first round, and this year you only make the playoffs. So, yo, I can't even look at LeBron as a true Laker. You're like, he ain't going up there like with Kobe and Magic. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron is still just going to be known for Cleveland. Like, you know what I mean, even Miami, you're still D-Wade. So it's just a bad look, man. So that's that. That's all the shit I'm going to talk about tonight for the world-famous chop-up. So, but big shout-out to Black for a spiritual show, putting us on to some you know, spirituality tarot game, you know what I'm saying, as only Black can do. Big shout-out to Smooth on the check-in, you know what I'm saying, and big shout-out to me for the world-famous chop-up. And as always, if you miss the show, definitely check out the retweet. Of course, follow the Twitter page, man. I keep it live on there. That's Real Adult Talk. And, you know, of course, we put that country twang on talk. So it's T-A-W-K, rhymes with hawk, but talk with a T. If you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Benz, M-O-B-I-N-N-S on IG. And same time, same place, next week, you know how we do. Probably have a nice sexy show, you know what I'm saying? But read my book. I'm going to see if I can pull something from the book, and me and Black can collaborate on a nice relationship topic next 2 weeks. So, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.